Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff. Right. Let's dive into that first source. It's the Martech article. Agentic AI is about to transform the Martech stack and the way marketers work.
That's the crucial point. Agentic AI isn't just about helping humans work faster, you know, augmenting what we do. Think of it more like AI that can operate independently. It can execute complex, multi-step tasks all by itself, and it learns continuously from what it does. It's a massive leap from earlier tools that might, say, draft some copy or optimize one ad campaign. This AI can decide, it can act, and it can adapt across a whole workflow.
Wow, okay. And the article suggests this really forces us to rethink orchestration and integration.
Yeah.
Like across our entire MarTech stack.
It absolutely does. Think about it. Our existing marketing automation platforms, they've evolved into pretty sophisticated customer journey orchestration systems, right? Mapping paths, guiding people. But agentic AI pushes that way further. Imagine AI connecting your apps, your data sources, your actions, all in real time. And dynamically adjusting based on what a customer does, like, instantly.
Okay, but for that to actually work.
Exactly. For that to work, you need a much more integrated MarTech stack than, frankly, most companies have right now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about really breaking down those silos, getting unified data flowing across every channel, every segment, every journey stage. No more dead ends for the data. Mm-hmm. And this is where that focus on system thinking and real orchestration becomes absolutely critical. It's the foundation. You need that infrastructure for seamless data movement, for those feedback loops that let the agents actually perform.
Right, right. So if these AI agents are doing all this independent work, does that mean marketers are getting replaced? Or is it more about freeing them up?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But yeah. The article is pretty clear on this. It's not about replacement, not at all. It frames agentic AI as a force multiplier. Think of it that way. By automating the repetitive, maybe tedious tasks, you know, manual campaign triggers, shuffling data around it, frees up your teams. They can focus on the high-value stuff, the big-picture strategy, designing amazing customer experiences, optimizing across different platforms. So marketers kind of evolve, right? They start overseeing the data flows, designing those crucial feedback loops, fine-tuning the AI's guidance. The AI agents become, like, integrated team members. They extend what humans can do.
Okay, that makes sense. And the benefits aren't just internal efficiency, are they? It sounds like it maximizes value for the brand and the customer, too.
Absolutely. Agentic AI has the potential to unlock all that institutional knowledge that's currently stuck in different department silos. It can bridge the tech gaps that cause friction, you know, when systems don't talk to each other, and it enables coordinated actions across marketing, sales, even customer success. Think about that. So it dramatically increases the value you get from the tools you already have,
right.
And it delivers much more consistent, fluid customer experiences because you're reducing that friction from disconnected systems. The article really hammers this point, achieving genuine engineered performance across the entire customer lifecycle. It completely depends on having clean, connected, accessible customer data. That data needs to inform every single touch point. Without that solid data foundation, the AI, well, just can't live up to its potential.
So, okay, let's distill this. If you're a CMO listening right now, what's the single most important takeaway from this agentic AI piece? We're talking news here, not advice.
Right. The news is, your competitive edge now really hinges on data readiness. That's the core takeaway. It means you need to be aggressive about unifying your data, seriously improving its quality, and setting up robust governance. Why? Because these autonomous AI agents, they need an impeccably structured data foundation to work. So the news, you must reassess your integration. Can content, data, assets flow seamlessly so agents can act? You must prioritize data quality, modernize your governance, your architecture, your access rules, get it centralized, get it standardized. AI needs high quality, context-rich data, period. And finally, you must strengthen your AI governance. Monitor agent performance against actual business goals. And this is key. Train your marketing teams to fine-tune the AI output, troubleshoot it. Don't just leave it all to IT.
That point about not leaving it to IT and the need for strong foundations, it leads perfectly into our second source. This one's from CMS Wire, titled, Why Marketing and Not IT Must Lead the AI Transformation. So it tackles that question head on. Why should marketing own AI? Isn't it fundamentally a tech thing?
Yeah, and that's the trap, isn't it? The core argument in this piece is that AI needs to live where your KPIs live, where business outcomes are tracked and measured, and usually that's not buried under servers in the IT department. Building AI capabilities in-house within marketing gives you faster execution. It gives you a strategic edge, and the numbers cited are pretty stark. 92% of companies plan to boost AI budgets in the next 3 years. 92%. And 78% are already using it somewhere. The article makes a bold prediction. In just 18 months, AI native marketing won't be an edge anymore. It'll be the entry fee just to compete. Having those internal capabilities, that's real AI enablement. It lets you shape the AI around your specific business needs. That's where genuine differentiation comes from. In fact, it mentions firms with internally modernized AI-led processes saw 2.5 times higher revenue growth than their peers. 2.5 times. That speaks directly to, well, optimizing existing technology and seriously supercharging performance.
2.5 times revenue growth. That's definitely a stat that gets your attention. But does the article talk about how companies, maybe smaller ones, can actually build this capability without getting totally overwhelmed?
First, identify the tasks that are draining time right now, the bottlenecks. Then picture what an optimized process using AI could look like. Then you prioritize. What has the biggest impact? What's easiest to implement first? The playbook they describe involves map outcomes to KPIs, audit your data for unique insights, analyze your capability gaps, figure out what to build versus buy, then roll it out in phases. Start with quick wins, and crucially, measure the impact. Get those baselines before you start.
So find the quick wins, iterate, measure.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Do they give any examples of those high-impact, sort of lower-barrier starting points?
Yeah, they give some concrete examples. Things like accelerating content creation, that's a big one. Automating lead scoring. Extracting deeper customer insights from all the data you have. Automating social media management. These are areas where AI can make a tangible difference pretty quickly without needing a complete tech overhaul from day one.
And I think one of the most powerful points in this source is that warning. Don't treat AI purely as a tech project. It has to live where business outcomes are measured. Usually that's marketing ops or a growth function. IT becomes a critical strategic partner, absolutely, but not the sole owner. This great quote, most AI initiatives fail because they're actually IT projects disguised as marketing innovation. What you need instead are marketers who understand algorithms, not engineers who guess at marketing. That just nails it, doesn't it? Really highlights the need for AI enablement right within the marketing team.
It really does. And the article also suggests the value of setting up, maybe, an interdepartmental AI council, chaired by someone who's genuinely AI forward, curious. This council could set guidelines, evaluate different tools, help manage the change process, and importantly, upskill the teams. It fosters that kind of system thinking across the whole organization, not just in one department.
And naturally, focusing on building this in-house capability means roles have to evolve, right?
Yeah.
It's not just adding headcount.
Exactly. The article talks about emerging roles, and it stresses you don't necessarily need advanced technical degrees for everyone. What you do need is curiosity, process-oriented thinking, and a really clear understanding of how marketing actually drives value. That's what shapes how effectively you use the AI.
So bringing it all together, what's the big payoff for the marketing leaders who really lean into this and build that in-house AI muscle?
The payoff is huge. We're talking real-time analytics that let you react instantly to market changes. Personalized campaigns created and launched in minutes, not weeks. Always on competitive monitoring, keeping you ahead. Consistent brand expression everywhere. It's all about achieving true engineered performance and fundamentally modernizing productivity in your marketing function. It changes the game.
Okay, so for you, the CMO, listening to this section, what's the single most urgent piece of news here?
Urgency combined with partnership. That's the headline news. You need to take stock right now of your current AI usage, identify the gaps, and set a clear vision for what success looks like. And while building your internal team is vital, the news is you should strategically lean on partners who are already AI forward. Use them to accelerate your journey while you upskill internally. This allows for scalable resource allocation and helps you make sure you're aligning your MarTech structures to your actual marketing priorities. But the urgency is real. The window for getting that competitive advantage. It's closing fast.
All right, our final deep dive shifts perspective. We're looking through the lens of the boardroom now. This source highlights a critical blind spot, suggesting many boards might be missing a key piece of the AI puzzle, especially when it comes to marketing's role. It's about moving beyond just implementing AI to really grasping its strategic weight from the very top.
Yeah, this piece really emphasizes the board's fiduciary duty. They have to understand how AI is shaping strategy, how it's uncovering new opportunities, but also how it's managing risks, big risks like privacy, cybersecurity. If the board doesn't have a basic grasp of AI, the article argues, they're essentially flying blind. And it specifically calls out what it terms a profound mistake. Boards not engaging enough with their marketing leadership about AI. The argument is powerful. Marketers armed with AI aren't just a cost center anymore. They are actively driving revenue. They hold the keys to understanding market dynamics, customer behavior. They're right at that interface where AI is changing everything.
So given that responsibility, the article lays out four critical AI questions that every board should be asking their marketing teams, their C-suite. Let's break them down. Question one. Does our use of AI actually help us win? Sounds simple, but what's the underlying point?
The point is AI initiatives can't just be, you know, science experiments or chasing the latest shiny object. They need to be laser focused, focused on high impact use cases that directly tie back to core business goals, things that drive speed, that create real differentiation in the market. AI is incredibly powerful at unearthing the real problems, the hidden opportunities within customer data. So the question is, are we using it to actually win or just to tinker?
Okay, makes sense. Question two for the board. Is AI redefining our customers' path to purchase? This feels like it goes way beyond just tweaking the existing sales funnel.
Oh, absolutely. The article's take is that the traditional customer journey is being fundamentally rewritten by AI. Customers are often way more informed, more ready to buy, because they've already used AI for their own discovery and research before they even talk to you. Those old linear funnels, pretty much obsolete. So the real question for the board is, are we actively using AI ourselves to map these new paths, to anticipate them, maybe even to engineer new, better paths to purchase? If you miss this, you're missing crucial conversations, potentially losing future revenue streams. It's about owning that future customer relationship, and that requires sophisticated orchestration and deep AI enablement.
Right. Moving to question three. In the AI era, is marketing a cost or our engine for growth? This hits on a long-standing perception issue for marketing, doesn't it?
It really does. For decades, marketing's often been viewed as a necessary cost, managed by ROAS, return on ad spend. This question challenges boards to shift that thinking. Look beyond just ROAS to something like net contribution margin. What's the actual profit generated after direct variable costs? The idea is to get aggressive. Find that sweet spot where putting more investment into marketing yields accelerating net incremental profit. With new AI tools for rapid testing, precise targeting, you can really start to engineer performance in a way that lets you leapfrog competitors who are still stuck in those old fixed budget models. Marketing becomes a true growth engine.
And the final question, number four, is our AI risk plan rock solid? In today's world, this feels absolutely critical.
Non-negotiable. That's how the article frames it. A core fiduciary duty for the board. You need crystal clear policies. Responsible AI use, secure AI use, especially protecting customer data, that's paramount. And these aren't just suggestions. They need to be mandates. Understood, followed rigorously by everyone. It demonstrates that crucial system thinking applied to governance. This isn't just about ticking compliance boxes. It's fundamental to maintaining trust and protecting the brand's reputation.
So for you, the CMO, listening to these board-level questions, a couple of things really stand out. First, the absolute need to proactively engage your board. Go to them with clear, outcome-focused stories about how AI is impacting revenue, impacting customer relationships. Show them marketing is the growth engine. And second, the vital importance of having rock-solid strategies for data governance and AI ethics. It's not just about avoiding trouble. It's becoming a competitive differentiator. It builds that essential trust. Really, this whole discussion just underscores it. Marketing isn't just reacting to AI anymore. It's actively shaping the future of the business.
Absolutely. So just to quickly recap our deep dive today, we started with the transformative power of agentic AI, highlighting how it demands truly integrated systems, that system thinking and orchestration piece. Then we looked at why marketing really needs to lead the AI charge in-house, building those internal capabilities for true AI enablement. And finally, we explored those critical questions boards must ask to ensure AI is genuinely driving growth engineered performance and that risks are managed effectively through solid governance.
And our goal, as always, was to give you a really concentrated dose of insight to help you cut through all the noise and focus on what's truly important in this incredibly fast-moving landscape.
And maybe here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on. As AI keeps evolving at this pace, the real competitive advantage won't just be having AI tools. It'll be about how effectively your organization can continuously re-engineer its marketing operations to really harness AI's full potential.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.